This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Reed Frazier. In addition to bringing up large quantities of oil and gas around the country, the fracking boom is vastly increasing the production of ethane, a key resource for the petrochemicals and plastics industry. Shell is building an ethane cracker near Pittsburgh, and a company from Thailand may build another one in Ohio to turn the region's ethane into plastic. But Pennsylvania is producing so much ethane that some of it's getting shipped overseas. So I headed to Scotland recently to find out how Pennsylvania shale gas is fueling the plastics industry in the UK. My first story in the series is coming up in a moment. Stay tuned. At the top of a hillside on his 200-acre cattle farm in southwestern Pennsylvania, George Watson peers over a well pad on his property and several others nearby.
When you look around here, though, there's wells on about every, not every ridge top, but there's a lot of wells around here. They're scattered everywhere.
Gas has brought problems for Watson, fights over royalties, dead cattle he blames on toxic spills, land subsidence and soil erosion he blames on drilling operations. But with all these problems, there's been an upside, too.
Oh, money-wise? Yeah, I got more money than I ever had before, but, you know, I've always sort of been blessed with money. I've been working since I was 5 years old. You know, I've always had money, but not money like I got right now, but I'm making some money off these wells. I wouldn't lie to you about that.
The 9 wells on his property are producing over a billion cubic feet of gas a month, according to state records. Most of the gas coming out of these wells is methane, which is sent to fuel power plants, heat homes, and power industrial equipment. But there are also other gases coming out of these wells. These include a gas called ethane. Ethane is a raw ingredient in petrochemicals and plastics. And not far from here, Shell is building a chemical plant to convert some of the region's ethane into plastic. But there's so much of it coming out of the ground right now that chemical plants in the U.S. can't use it all. So companies are shipping some of this ethane to chemical plants in China, India, and Europe.
If we weren't exporting ethane right now, they'd be giving it away for free.
Steve McGinn is an editor for the chemical trade publisher ICIS. He says ethane is the base for a broad array of plastics and chemicals, everything from plastic bottles to clothing to medicine.
And all these plastics and all these fibers and everything basically comes from ethane.
And there's more ethane in the U.S. than ever. The fracking boom has doubled the amount of oil and gas the U.S. produces in the last decade, but it's also allowed companies to tap into rock deposits like shales, which are high in what are called natural gas liquids, a group that includes ethane. Warren Vilchevsky is an economist at the U.S. Energy Information Administration.
The gas that's produced from these shale formations is significantly richer in natural gas liquids than conventional gas would be.
In 2011, the Switzerland-based chemical company INEOS began looking for a new ethane supply for its chemical plants in Europe. Vilchevsky says those plants were relying on the declining North Sea oil fields.
So INEOS looked at the United States, where ethane supply was growing and where, especially in the Appalachian region, that ethane had no place to go, and they recognized an opportunity.
INEOS officials did not agree to an interview for this story, but in a company video, CEO Jim Radcliffe says importing cheap American shale gas was necessary to save the company's European chemical plants.
I think for some of these assets in Europe, it's the only way they can survive if we can bring some of the US economics across to Europe to feed these big assets that we've got over here.
INEOS commissioned a fleet of ships to carry ethane across the Atlantic from a port near Philadelphia to its plants in the UK and Norway. But before it could do that, it had to get the gas from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia. To bring the gas across Pennsylvania, Sunoco Logistics is building the Mariner East Pipeline Project through the southern part of the state. But the plan has been controversial. Construction resulted in dozens of spills and complaints of water contamination. Also, Pennsylvania allowed Sunoco to use eminent domain to build the pipeline across the properties of dozens of landowners. One of these property owners was Ellen Gerhart, who wanted to keep her property forested. In 2016, a chainsaw crew cut down a grove of trees on her property to make way for the pipeline. Eminent domain is usually used for projects that will benefit the public. But Gerhardt thought a pipeline that sends Marcellus shale gas to overseas chemical plants did not fit that description.
It's not carrying anything that can be used for home fuels or vehicle fueling, anything like that. It's all going to Marcus Hook.
Marcus Hook is the port near Philadelphia where INEOS is putting ethane onto ships bound for Europe. In 2016, the first ships carrying ethane from Marcus Hook arrived in Scotland.
Inside, it is the first delivery for INEOS of shale gas into the UK. It's arriving at Grangemouth later this morning and just at the moment going under the two and a bit bridges, three almost bridges.
All of this starts on land like George Watson's in Pennsylvania and ends in places like the INEOS plant in Grangemouth, Scotland. In a 2016 video produced by the company, plant manager Kenneth Stevenson said he was excited about getting the new supply of shale gas.
Oh yes, definitely. People are looking forward to doing their job fully to the capacity of what the plant can produce.
Kevin Ross has seen the increased activity at the INEOS Grangemouth plant firsthand. He's president of the Scottish Plastics and Rubber Association and has a plastics company near the Grangemouth plant.
I can't underestimate the importance of the American shale gas and the feedstock costs for INEOS. It is driving investment decisions into Grangemouth, which wouldn't have been made if it wasn't for the availability of the shale gas.
Experts say ethane exports are only going to continue. There's just so much ethane in the U.S. in places like the Marcellus Shale, and other countries want it.